neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli. Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Brothers, after 22 years, when they meet, so we see they cry on each other's neck, and actually their crying was about the disappointment, sadness that is going to take place later on, in later generation, that Yosef HaSadiq cried because of the two Batim Mikdashot that's going to be destroyed in portion of Binyamin, for the same reason that they were apart for 22 years, because of hatred without a cause. It's called Sinat Chinam. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, as the neck represents Beit HaMikdash, just like the neck that connects the body and the head. Beit HaMikdash connects this world to above Olam. So now, here we can ask, at the portion of Yosef HaSadiq, there was a Mishkan, it's called Mishkan Shiloh. So now, after Mishkan Shiloh, then the Beit HaMikdash was built. Could both be at the same time, the Mishkan Shiloh and Beit HaMikdash? Could they practice at the same time? Could they?
No, Mishkan Shiloh was temporary, Beit HaMikdash was permanent.
Exactly. So now here, if Mishkan Shiloh, it was just the place that they will be able to bring Korbanot when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so now it's not going to be around forever, because the purpose was to build the Beit HaMikdash, right? So now the question is, what's the reason that Binyamin is crying on the neck of Yosef because of Mishkan Shiloh is not around anymore? You understand? Yes?
Because
when Mishkan Shiloh was there, there was a hope that there will be Beit HaMikdash later. When they remove that one and Beit HaMikdash destroyed, then he's a god.
Fine, but you know it's not going to be around
forever. You follow? Yes? Like here, it's brought that all the Batei Knesiot in the Galut, in Los Angeles, New York, Florida, France, they're all going to be transferred to Eretz Yisrael very soon.
Amen. Amen.
So that means we know it's not going to last very long.
We should have lived on Canaan. There was so much burn, warning and stuff, and they
No, that's only a sample. It's a role model for the whole places that the Yehudi, at the time being, they have to stay. So you follow? So now, here, like, let's say, if God forbid, somebody's car is not functioning properly, where do you take it? The mechanic, and then they give you a rented car, right? A few days, a week, so on. So obviously, the rented car, the loaner is much better than your car. So now, after your car is fixed, you give it back, right? Do you cry to give the car back?
Sometimes.
But it wasn't your car. I know, but it wasn't your car. So here, Mishkan Shiloh, no comparison. It was just a temporary place to bring Korbanot. So afterwards, it's obvious that we had the mitzvah to build in the Beit HaMikdash. So now, why Binyamin should cry on next of Yosef? Because of Mishkan Shiloh is down around. So let's say you have a manager at work.
He lost the Shekinah.
Fine, it was transferred to Beit HaMikdash. Didn't go anywhere. Actually, it was bigger because it's a permanent place. So now, let's say you have a manager at your work. So now he either moves to another state or he's gotten old, he's got retired. So you bring a new one, right? Yes? You're happy or not happy? Obviously, you're happy. So now, do you care that his old manager is gone? He left? Not really. You know, now you have a better one and so on. So now here the message is very powerful, and that is things that we don't use anymore, obviously, you know, what's the big deal? It's not around, it's not here, you know, it's gone, so that's it. But here the lesson is very powerful, and that is that we have to appreciate and be thankful for whatever that was around and helped us, and we were able to do what we needed to do. Of course, the loaner car, you know, we used it, and then you have your car back. So what's the big deal? Give it back, and that's it. Right? The manager worked for you, you pay them every week, right? And let's say the Kohanim go to the Dukhan, right? Was that a shame? Every morning, they're here. So now, when they finish the service of blessing us, they come and say, you know, Tidbarachu min ha-shomayim. We tell them, Chazak u-baruch. No? Why do you tell them Chazak u-baruch? Why? They have a command to go up to Dukhan every morning and bless Am Yisrael. Why do you say Chazak u-baruch? That's their duty. No? That's what it says in the Torah. Why? That's the, you know, like let's say you go shopping, right? When you pay, do you say thank you to the cashier?
Yes.
Why? You paid. But you didn't you pay?
He helped you.
What do you mean help you? No, you pay them money. You know, why you have to say thank you? So here we learn a very important lesson, and that is you're not thanking him because he's standing behind the cash register and give you back the change. You're thanking the resemblance of Ribono Shel Olam. It's called Tzelem Elokim. That it's not that Kohen goes up to Dukhan and does his duty, but you thank him as a Tzelem Elokim. You appreciate him. Why? Because, of course, that's his job. That's his duty. The cashier is his job. He gets paid, whatever, $20, $25 an hour, right? All the benefits. But he's there as a human being to serve you. And he's a Tzelem Elokim. He's a resemblance of Ribono Shel Olam. So here we see very, very important message. The Binyamin has no reason to cry for Mishkan Shiloh. Why? It was a temporary, and then Beit HaMikdash was supposed to be built in his portion. But how about the timing? We benefited from it. That we forget. That we have no consideration. It's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He gets paid for it. Why should I thank him? And we forget. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message here is. That you should not take things as an advantage. And Chas v'Shalom, forget. You have to appreciate things. And we have to be thankful for all these Selam Elokim that they go out of their way.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org. You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org. Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomo sheli. You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.